Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Victory Monday. Live at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philadelphia. The Chickie's cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck. Wow, your guest details online, chickiesandpete's.com. Get to the top five coming up in a second. Top five at five coming up in a second. If you ever miss, because you know after a win, live at Chickie's and Pete's Victory Monday, Ike gives his victory. We put the video up. If you visit our Instagram or our Twitter pages, it's Marks Reese, WIP. And I saw today Ike was flapping his wings as well.
Yes.
During the song.
Oh, you ain't noticed that? Every once in a while I'll do that.
Yeah, I didn't. I maybe I've noticed it before, but I didn't with one of the other ones this year. But I did notice it today when I watched the video. So
yeah, when we fly, we fly.
And watch our Eagles fly to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl.
Tonight, Giants are point and a half. I think I saw it at FanDuel point and a half. Favorites over the Cowboys at home.
Stinking Cowboys.
You gave some fake prop bets earlier, but what do you think on the side? What do you like on the side here?
Those weren't all fake prop bets.
Oh, okay. All right.
But no, I think this will be a tough game for the Cowboys to win. Be a low scoring game, ugly game. Hopefully it won't be as ugly as last night's game was with the Broncos and the 49ers. But I do expect the Giants to win a close one.
Okay.
Probably a field goal.
Not a lot of points.
Field goal. No. Yeah. I'm thinking 13-10.
Oh boy. Yeah, like I don't want to do that to myself again. I was so tired last night.
I definitely take the under tonight.
I was so tired last night, but I was really excited. I wanted to watch the game.
Yeah, I actually watched that game.
And I watched it.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was a hard-fought game, but it was also – that Nathaniel Hackett is clueless. And Russ just needs
He's
to say, go away. I'm going to run my own offense and run around.
You think that's what it is?
Yes. What's the one time they actually – scored.
When he went off script, it looked like.
When he was doing old Russ.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they certainly got all the skill position guys. They got two good running backs. They got, two wide receivers? They got Judy and they got Sutton.
They have more than enough offensive firepower to do it. If he sits back there and tries to be a pocket passer, he's not special. Right? Like, especially in the red zone.
Right.
The thing that makes Kyler Murray deadly in the red zone is his mobility and the fact that he can run anything in. And I know Russ isn't that guy anymore. And he doesn't want to take the contact like Murray takes at this point.
Trying to stay healthy.
Yeah,
they're playing safe.
But he can't do it anymore. Like he's got to go out there, be smart about it. But he's got to go out there and take chances.
Yeah, and stop making videos about what you're wearing to the game, man. See, that's the stuff I can't take, man. You see that he had a TikTok.
I saw it.
I mean, you had an aluminum suit on last week, you know, looking like Puff Daddy, and now you want to make it a thing.
So now he has to do it every week because he thinks that there's people that actually care.
Yeah. No, that was the first week. That was right. That was the opening week.
He didn't do it. Yeah, it was the opening week against Seattle.
The silver suit.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Shiny suit, man.
Yeah, so now he thinks that, oh, well, people are waiting to see what I'm wearing.
And he stole Brady's post-game video recaps. He knows that.
He does video recaps. He does game recaps.
Yeah, with the highlights mixed in like Brady does. Yeah, he just
does. He really?
Yeah, completely ripped it off. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to much of anything that he does on social media for that reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Hackett had to hire. They hired an offensive assistant just to help him on game days,
which was smart.
Well, it's smart, but also like your coach is an idiot. I mean, like imagine what's happening here.
Right. Why didn't they hire this dude prior to the season?
Like
right.
Bringing in Rick Scangarello.
Well, in fact, in top five in a second, they asked him about it after he was hired. He's like, well, why don't you bring in more experience? Dom Capers is his most experienced assistant, but he's also like an assistant head coach. Mm-hmm. So this guy's literally, they took him out of retirement. He's up in the booth saying, like, yeah, you should punt it here, not go for it.
Dolan Capers still got that hairstyle like the dude from No Country or Old Men. The killer in that movie.
Yes, he still looks the same. Yeah. Just older.
Come on, Dom Capers. That was 30 years ago, man. We got to move on from that.
The top five at five is now sponsored, Ike Reese.
Oh, boy, you can't put anything past our sales department.
Well, I mean, listen, it's a very popular segment. Sponsored by Bell Beverage. Football season's arrived. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers for Philly's best selection at Bell Beverage. Online, bellbeverage.com.
Oh, no, those are my people.
They are your people, which is probably why they want to sponsor the text line.
Oh, there we go.
Or the top five at five. Let's get to it, Jack. What do you got?
You know, I just realized that Donovan's in the top five open. And also joins us every Monday.
You just realized that?
Yeah, I did. So we're sponsored now. It's time to tighten this segment up. The fifth game ball. Obviously, we give out game balls after big Eagles wins. Just handing out so many game balls these days. This team's just on fire. It's weird having, like, a team that's so easy to root for. I mean, when was the last time it was, like, easy to be an Eagles fan? The 2017?
Yeah, probably.
It's been 5 years.
It has been easy so far.
Direct.
Right.
And the fifth game ball, this is going to be thirsty, but I don't care. Eagles fans get the fifth game ball. Come on, man. They took over that stadium yesterday. The place is a dump. Everyone's saying at least 70% Eagles fans, 30% Washington fans. Washington didn't introduce the starters because they knew Carson was going to get booed by every Eagles fan there.
So, at home, yes.
At home. So Eagles fans, they get my fifth game ball.
All right.
I didn't even realize they didn't introduce offense yesterday.
No, they introduced the team.
No, that was smart on them, yes.
Yep.
That's exactly what would have happened.
Yep. Yep. The fourth game ball goes to our guy, this show's favorite player, guy that we never doubted, Jalen Hurts. Coming in at number four now. Obviously, he's got to score more than in one quarter, so I think that's the reason why he comes out at number four and not higher. But consecutive weeks with 300-plus passing yards after I openly mocked his ability to do that. Multiple shots downfield, and really that play before halftime, just going off script and being able to score a touchdown there with no timeouts, that's some special stuff. So Jalen Hurts coming in number four, and the railing didn't collapse, so another win for Jalen.
They had extra support there, didn't they?
And there's also a sign that says you can't lean on the railings, and they don't let you near anywhere near it. Yes.
Dom was holding it up in one of the in one of the videos that I saw after the game. The third game ball goes to the number one JG in the city, Jonathan Gannon. Back-to-back weeks holding teams under 10 points, which is impressive in this day and age in the NFL, especially the Vikings and Washington, who had high-powered offense setting into the game. I mean, the players are making plays, but we got to give credit where credit's due with Jonathan Gannon.
Got to admit.
Yep.
I was expecting JG to be a little higher on this list.
No, he's three is fair. Three is fair.
And here's what else he's received, though. You called him JG for the first
time.
That's true.
Yeah, that's official.
And Jack's now routinely calling him JG. So, yes, he earned the respect.
JG, yes.
And he's ahead of Giglio, right?
Even though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Giglio's ahead of Joe Girardi now.
Right. That's good. Yeah. The second game ball goes to the Slim Reaper. Devontae Smith, 169 yards, just, like, took over the game and had multiple, like, big wide receiver one catches. And I love the cape thing they're doing. You know, whichever receiver's having a big game, putting the cape on, I think that's cool.
Yes, I can't wait to that. That's going to pick up steam. We're going to have all types of Batman capes running around the sidelines.
Well, they took the text line open. I mean, the text line open is Batman, and now it's turning into a whole city phenomenon.
And believe me, we'll all be dressed as Batman for Halloween this year. I've already put in an order for my costume for Halloween, and it will be the Cape Crusader. But the Slim Reaper is what I wanted to touch on. Real quick, hey, nickname seemed like it's going to stick, Slim Reaper. I don't care if Kevin Durant did use it. I don't think Kevin Durant really liked Slim Reaper as his Twitter handle and his IG handle is Easy Money Sniper. I don't think he's really ever liked Slim Reaper. I think he takes a offense to the Slim reference.
Right, he doesn't want to be Slim.
Yes. Meanwhile, Devontae, Mr. Wawa Hoagie Man, now can be called the Slim Reaper, and I think he's embracing the name.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Hell yeah.
I like the Slim Reaper.
Let's do it.
You know, ever since he brought the Batman thing, I can't stop thinking about the camera and what he wears every Halloween.
Yep.
He's a forefront of this, so it's good to see. And the number one game ball goes to a man who was recently slandered by Mad Mike, But I will not stand for the Brandon Graham slander today. 2.5 sacks and a forced fumble. And you could tell he had fun with Carson all afternoon long. So Brandon Graham gets my number one game ball today.
Yeah, can't argue with that one.
Man, 27 snaps, 2.5 sacks, a forced fumble, 2 tackles for losses, 5 hurries. Mm-hmm. Almost every snap it seems like he was involved in something. So.
Yeah, and I'll leave BG to represent the D-line as a whole because they all kick butt. But Devontae was probably the most dominant individual player out on the field yesterday. Yeah, 8 catches.
8 catches, 169 yards.
And this is all I was saying after week one when he didn't have a catch. And he had, 3 targets. And he dropped one, but still. That dude has to be involved in the game. Like, it shouldn't be, if I get to him and throw it to him, great. No, it should be going into the game. Number 6 needs X amount of targets, opportunities to make plays. It's no slight to anyone else.
Right.
It actually speaks to the variety of the offense. You think Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce didn't get double-digit targets? Sure they did. Think Marshall Faulk didn't get his numbers? Sure he did. That's why all of them are going to the damn Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me one guy should get all the numbers. No, this offense is good enough. You spread that football around, it's going to make you an even more dangerous offense. And that's what Devontae has the ability to do. Again, it's nothing against AJ. I'm just telling you, we got another number one wide receiver on the other side. And this is coming from somebody that wasn't all that excited about them drafting Devontae Smith. But he's earned that type of respect from me, in my opinion, because he's shown that he's durable, that he's tough. And although he does have a slight frame, he plays bigger than what that frame is. And it took for me to watch it for a year to buy into it. And I'm all the way bought into it. He makes some of the most difficult catches with that slight frame of his. We got something nice here, man. Hey, man. And then you throw in Goddard. Like, Goddard, he only had – I mean, after the touchdown, we didn't even hear from him.
He had 3 catches, yeah.
But that just goes to show you the other things you can do in this offense.
Yeah.
Wait till they – and if they ever get Miles going.
Yeah.
Or any type of running back there to complement those receivers so that Jalen doesn't have to run as much, man, this offense is going to be that much better.
Yeah, I know that he said he ran 9 times yesterday. A lot of that must have been in the second half where he's just trying to eat clock and doing whatever. Because he didn't – I mean, it was one play where it felt like he took – like he was being targeted – first half, Washington, it was actually similar to what they tried to do with Wentz in that Seattle game, but there was no reason.
When he ran a read option or something?
Yeah, I forget. Jack, I don't know if you remember the play where he was scrambling a little bit. He went down, and it was you could tell the defensive lineman was trying to get that head and hit him with it.
Trying to lay on him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. Guided dorm window, 20% off all windows and doors, no money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Heavy phone calls, starting with Andy in Deptford. Andy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Andy?
Happy Victory Monday.
What up, Mike? What's good, bro?
Man. Yo, it's tough for you this weekend. Tough for you in the fantasy league this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, OG Wade, OG Wade, sound bites is high. His fantasy team's high. OG Wade popping right now. I ain't mad at that. So
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How about the Commander fans throwing a beer on our guy? Could you imagine if that was in Philly, how much press that would be getting? Oh, there go those Philly fans again.
So you brought that up.
That's a good point.
I couldn't tell. Was it just a cup or was it anything in it?
They said it was beer he got that they're throwing on him.
Okay.
So, was it a can or a cup? It definitely had liquid in it.
Yeah, I think it was a cup. I don't think it was a can.
Yeah, I think it was a cup.
Yeah.
Not that it makes it any better. That doesn't make
come
it any
on,
better.
Man.
I just didn't, when I saw it, it was the green cup, right?
Yeah, right.
When he was going into the tunnel?
When he was going into the tunnel, yes.
I just didn't see anything splash out of it, so I didn't know if there was anything in it. Now, you still shouldn't be throwing anything at players. I'm with you on that, Andy. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about that.
I got to clear up some air because a lot of people was clapping at me last week, so now it's time to clap back. Okay, uh-oh. First of all, this fraud, Mad Mike. I mean, all your sound bites are off, so now you got to take shots at Brandon Graham? Had Mad Mike. Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback. Howie Roseman is a great GM that got a franchise quarterback in the second round. Mm-hmm. There's no debate in that, bro.
Yep.
And then you got frauds like, oh, you just took from Mill here. Yo, Chuck, I seen you before at the fantasy draft. This guy looks like an extra in a 90s Puffy video. He had on the medium jeans, had on a pink silk shirt with the three buttons unbuttoned. So he had on these spike shoes. They look like Bowser's spikes, Super Mario Brothers.
And by the way,
those were Alexander McQueen's. Those are like, I don't need to tell the price of them, but they're expensive.
And I Instagrammed that picture out.
I remember the outfit whatever. Chuck had on that.
They got spikes coming out of them. That's something I would never wear. It looks stupid.
And then you got
your dark glasses inside. Come on, bro. And then, you know, you got this. You think this guy's like 6'5". John Marks is listed at 5'8". John Marks is listed at 5'8". This guy's got the – he's smaller than John Marks. I mean, Allen Iverson is listed at 6'1". We all know his height. Come on, man. Ugh.
I see you enjoyed the Eagles game, man.
Yeah, I mean, you went down the line, didn't you?
Well, Mark, you was trying to clap at me, too. Come on, bro. I'm not leaving you out. All this crap, you know all this about Philadelphia players.
I actually don't. Andy, you still don't get it.
You suck.
I don't care. You're the one that cared. You're the one that called in because I didn't know, and goodbye, that I didn't know where we're still going to carry the charade on. I didn't know where Irv Smith went to high school. You called in and said, hey, come on, man. How you not know where Irv Smith went to high school? So then the following day, I asked you where some Pennsylvania players went to high school, and you didn't know. So just stop, Andy. So here's the thing: we like to do the caller on caller stuff or whatever, and we'll see if Chuck thought it was funny. He's coming up next.
I don't think he does.
No, he probably doesn't. But also, like, it's the day after an Eagles game. Enjoy that your team just won a game, you know. Before you got to go down the line and you got to talk about all this stuff. Like, come on, man.
Well, with those guys, it's less about the actual enjoyment of the game, and it's more about was my take correct. And do I need to – am I going to be able to call in to brag about it?
Right.
Or do I run from the shame of being wrong about it? So,
right.
You know, Andy is always in the –
No, I know he likes to mix it up.
Yeah, that's
– And I like the fact that we mix it up. But it's like you're almost at 3 minutes into your phone call, and now you're on me, and you want to argue with me about
stuff. You had to go down
the
list of things.
Yeah, like, all right, come on, man. Like, it's the day after a game.
We'll do it Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday through Friday we can do that.
By the way, apparently it was an Eagles fan – with the beer thing, and he wasn't throwing it at him. Apparently, he was trying to give him a free beer, like after the Falcons game last year. But the I know.
So
I know.
Hell, what do you think he's gonna do? Catch the damn cup?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not Jason Kelce going over. Like Jason Kelce would grab the beer and chug it.
Jalen, have a beer.
Yeah. Jalen doesn't seem like that because they slowed the camera down and they found the guy. He's wearing all Eagles stuff and he's happy. Oh. So
no, not your fault. I got it. My boy Johnny Airport, he slowed down a little bit because he's the one who put that out there.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's the first person that tweeted it and said a Washington fan threw beer at Jalen.
Which means he should have seen or someone, many people should have told him, yup, it was a Washington fan.
Right.
But I guess he got it.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Hey, listen, the frequency that John Clark puts stuff out there, he's still batting.
Every once in a while, yeah. He's still a .900 batter.
But you know what he didn't say? Because now the new thing that he puts out, he says, I am told – that blah, 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 blah. Did he put, I'm told that a Washington fan threw it? I didn't see that.
I think it was an assumption.
Yes, I agree with you.
Which would lean towards thirsty, which we would never do on this show. It's all about accuracy.
We would never do that. All right, we're going to get to Chuck in a second, but Ike has something to tell you.
I do. Yep, yeah, I sure do. Damn it. The new era of Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. That's right. This Thursday, two of the NFL's biggest talents face off when Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins head to Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow and the defending AFC champion Bengals. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Cincinnati. Not an Amazon Prime member, you say? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Dolphins and the Bengals, only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watch TNF for details.
Now, see, the what we're going to have now is Chuck's going to be furious. He wanted to talk about the Eagles, but now he can't avoid
Andy.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to say this real quick. Andy, if you saw me down there, you could have easily came up, introduced yourself, so this 5'8" guy could have kicked your ass. That's all I got to say.
And by the way, Chuck, I thought you looked sexy as hell looking back at the picture right there.
I'm looking at Chuck, man. Chuck straight, man.
I don't play like that, Johnny Mark. You know what I mean? You know, I I'd like my wife to compliment me.
I'm just saying that you look good. He was ripping you how you look.
That's it.
I'm not worried about Andy. Andy is an insecure punk. That's why he calls up the radio station. He got to rip everybody. He's insecure. And he brought a little coward friend with him as backup because he's a punk. You don't stand alone. I carry them chickies a piece by myself because the people love me, you coward. Now I'm on to the next.
Okay.
Anyway, the Philadelphia Eagles look good. Now, that's what look good. And I'm so excited right now. Man, A.J. Brown, man, he like T.O. coming in 2004. I love that guy, man. He's a beast. I think I'm going to get me a Batman cape. I'm ordering on Amazon. Give me a Batman cape.
Chuck, this looks like these are the best wide receivers the Eagles have had since when?
Ever?
Oh, man. Ever.
I mean,
right?
Ever. I mean, I'm talking about like as far as like, you know, a combination of wide
receivers. Right.
Yeah, both of
them. Right, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Throw Quez in there with him.
I mean, Quez is good too, man. He got that speed. They all complement each other. I mean, they all do different things, but they all complement each other. Goddard is a beast too, as well as a tight end position. It's going to be hard to stop this team, man, offensively, man. And then the offensive line is great. And that defense, man, I told you, the defense is going to be the kicker this year. They're going to continue to get better. And you know why I like Ike and Johnny? Yeah. That guy, Chauncey. I like Chauncey, man. He's going to get better and better. I like him.
Oh, Chauncey Gardner, yeah.
Yeah, I like Chauncey, man, as a safety, man. Him and that T.J. Edwards, man. T.J.
Edwards is good. Wow. He led him in tackles yesterday, had a sack. Was very active.
Man, listen, he goes under the radar. My man, what my man Rios always say, he wants violence. Well, that's a violent player right there. He hits you in the mouth, and he picks you out of commission. And that's the guy I like, man. He's on every tackle. Flying around.
You know what I love about him, Chuck? He don't miss very many tackles.
He don't miss tackles at all. He's a solid tackler.
Yep.
And the guy, to me, he's come a long way, too. That guy is going to be a Pro Bowler this year, man. Now, I made a bold prediction, right? I had made a bold prediction before the season started. I said we would sweep the Cowboys. I promise you, I wouldn't put my life on it. We will sweep the Cowboys this year, and the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be in the NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers. Mark my words. And I'm picking Green Bay to go there, not because of Aaron Rodgers. I watched them yesterday, and they got an impressive defense, and they can run the ball, too, with those two running backs. I like us to meet up in the NFC Championship game. That'll be a hell of a matchup.
Yes, it would.
All
right, Chuck.
Hey, listen, real quick. I heard Joe DeCameron yesterday, not to switch the subject. I heard Joe DeCameron earlier today. He said that Philadelphia 76 is going to make it to the finals. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon right now.
Bull.
Philadelphia 76ers are making it to the NBA Finals this year. You heard it from me and Joe first.
All right. I heard it from you last year, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Like, yeah, we're in. Sure. Absolutely. I hope you're right.
I'm all for it.
We'll see.
I wouldn't mind a nice little run to the NBA Finals.
Today was 76er Media Day. Was Doc asked about the Twitter likes by anybody? Or
I don't know.
She don't see that. I did it.
If Howard wasn't there, nobody probably asked the question.
That was a perfect drop. I think we want to just move on past that, man.
Couldn't you see Howard be like, let's address the elephant in the room?
Yeah.
He asked Gabe about coconut oil and wearing a
bikini.
Yeah, bikini. So
yeah. Oh, some people call it a banana hammock.
Which is what it was. Yeah. Coming up, text line.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Will Ing. Is that another one we should retire on?
No.
No, we got to keep that one.
Ingy, if he holds the line, we may hear from him next segment.
Oh, he'll hold.
Marks and Reese text line. The NFL also made a major announcement today. What is it, and what do we think of it? That's coming up right after this. Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Back after this, live from Chickies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what? They don't have a number one and a number two receiver. They have two number ones, Brown and Smith. There's the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 24, Washington, zip.
Merrill Reese, right here on WIP.
Zip.
Zip.
Jerry Macklin, we're live at Chickens and Pizza in South Philly. Jerry Macklin on Twitter retweets an Eagles tweet that has some Devontae Smith highlights and says, Eagles have won of the best receiving corps in the league. It's not just Smitty and AJ. Got Quez and Pascal plus Dallas, three running backs that are all good pass catchers. Hard to argue collectively them being second to anyone else. Fly, Eagles, fly. I
mean, especially with the quarterback playing at the level he's playing at.
Yeah.
It just does. Like, it just, you know, it's when he's playing, if he's going to play at this level, my goodness, you could be looking at the best Eagles offense ever. If the quarterback is going to play at this level. You know, sometimes you have these teams where you feel like the quarterback is holding the team back when you have that many skill position guys, right? So, like, you look down in Miami, and they brought in all those guys, but everybody said, oh, it's a waste of talent. Tua's there. Tua stinks.
Right.
Miami's undefeated. So, they just beat Buffalo yesterday. I'm not telling you Tua's great. What I am telling you is that every quarterback needs to have – weapons. They do. The idea you can give me Joe Blow and this and that and the other and I should go win with them, no, not in today's game. You have to have the special guys in today's game. And while we had Devontae last year as a young player, I think having AJ here, it's only going to heighten Devontae's capabilities, because a defense is now stuck between who do they try to dictate their defense to
got
stop
a lot
them.
Of options.
So one of those guys are going to get single coverage, and they're just going to eat. Jalen threw two touchdowns yesterday where he literally looked out there at the wide receiver and said, I'm going to throw it to you.
Just throw it, yeah.
Hey, AJ, yeah, slant. Yes, I'm coming. Touchdown. Hey, Devontae. I'm going to throw it up. Yeah, you. Yeah, touchdown. Yeah, that's confidence.
Yeah, he's good. There were a couple other 50-50 balls that weren't completions, but that he trusts these guys, and he's going to put them up there.
Check this out, 24-8. Only the second time in the history of the NFL has the final score been 24-8. Now, that may be nothing, other than the fact that only happened one other time. But what makes it more special, you know, with me anyway, my guy, Nick Sirianni showed the team the night before Kobe Bryant highlights of the Redeem team at the Olympics.
That were just released on social media.
Yeah,
right?
That's that documentary is coming out next month.
Right.
So Kobe Bryant is explaining to LeBron and the rest of the guys, he's going to run through Pau Gasol because he knows the first play that they typically run. He's going to run right through his chest, knock him down. So I took that as he's showing it to the team. Like, this is the type of mentality you have to have when you're going up against somebody that you know. Are there a few players in this locker room that have a prior relationship with number 11 over there? That's all fine and dandy. When that whistle blows and that ball is kicked off, he ain't your friend no more. We're running through him. And, man, that was apropos. And the final score being 24-8, Kobe's two numbers. Man, that was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, that's very, very weird. The whole thing's very eerie.
And
in a good way.
The one Super Bowl that we won, who spoke to the team?
You're damn right. Wearing a Nick Foles jersey.
I thought it was a number 8.
Yeah, personalized number 8.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I thought at some point he had a Foles
jersey. Bubba
on.
Chuck and Kobe ain't wearing the team's numbers, man. They're going to put their own numbers on the jersey.
That's true. Well, NFL fans, Ike, are rejoicing and celebrating all across the world because the NFL has ended the Pro Bowl as we know it.
Hey!
People were so mad at the Pro Bowl where every year I would say, yeah, I don't watch it. Or I tune in and I'm like, it is what it is. But people hated the – including Jack. Jack was always against the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
They're replacing it with a week-long skills competition and a flag football game.
Yeah, so we're going to wear all the players out running around doing skills competition and then go play flag football Sunday.
They're going to get non-contact injuries instead of getting injured during the game.
Right.
Blowing Achilles and ACLs,
yeah.
You wait.
Yeah, week in Vegas, a Vegas nightlife, and then, yeah, I'm going to go out here and play flag football Sunday.
Here, Leah, let me do this. Whoops, cut. They're renaming it the Pro Bowl Games.
Yeah.
Featuring AFC and NFC players showcasing their football and non-football skills and challenges over several days. Will there be a wing-eating contest at some point?
I hope they have all that stuff. Jason put something out on his Twitter handle where he was giving out some suggestions.
I saw that.
Like beer chugging and all that. Yeah, do all that stuff. Yes.
Will be held in Vegas February 5th.
Yep. That'll be more interesting than the actual game.
Yeah. Yeah, Peyton Manning and his Omaha Productions are going to help shape programming and promote the event. Because now Peyton's got to be all over the place.
Is Peyton headed to being the commissioner? Is that where we're headed?
He's something. He's going to end up running for president one day.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't want to be the commissioner of the NFL.
No, he wants to make more money than that.
That's $44 million a year. I mean, my goodness.
No, I mean, listen, Goodell's very, very, very highly compensated, but it feels like Manning's going to make more money than that with endorsements and...
I guess.
Everything else. Yeah. It's unbelievable. All right. Inge's on the line, Ike. Are you ready for this?
I'm never ready for Inge.
Hi, Inge.
I don't get a choice.
How are you? You don't get a choice. So. Hi, Inge.
Yo, I thought you two were idiots, but I'm just going to talk briefly to Chuck for a second. His points didn't make any sense. First of all, Gardner is not a safety. He should be playing on the as a slot receiver or over the tight end. You still need that leader, that mouth ink and safety.
All right, Inge, you're going in and out, and I'm not that interested in where the call started anyway, so I'll put you on hold to see if we can clear up your line. Justin in Tennessee, Ike, not only is happy because the Eagles have won, but Tennessee's fixing to be
the balls.
Be a top 10 team with a big win over the weekend. Oh, I went to Marcus because Inge left. Justin, how are you?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Monday evening?
Were you in Knoxville over the weekend, Justin?
What's up, Justin?
No, I was on Friday. My son actually got to do a job shadow with a sports radio guy down there, so we were down there about all day Friday. But, no, I wasn't lucky enough to get tickets to that game. It was a little out of my price range.
Oh, I bet you enjoyed watching, though.
Oh, I was tickled to death. That was the best birthday weekend ever because we always play Florida around my birthday, and we always lose. We've lost, 16 out of the last 17, but, hey, It was a nail biter, and I know Jack was a little upset because he took balls in the points, but I'll take a win every how I could get.
Your birthday weekend
last night. Yeah, my birthday was last Friday.
Happy birthday,
man! Happy belated birthday!
Come on, man!
Thank you, boys. 45. It felt pretty good too. Watch the birds get a win. watch the Vols get a win. It was awesome, man.
Why did I think you're like 30 years older than me and not younger than me, Justin? We're the same age.
I'm an old soul.
All right.
But I'm bald, too, though. So, I mean,
I know. I got someone that can help you with that. All right, so what about Justin, what about the Eagles? I mean, obviously everybody's happy they're 3-0, but this seems real, doesn't it?
It does, and I tried calling last week, but y'all had the leading off a couple of times when I was able to get through. It's my turn to eat crow because I was in the camp of I don't know if Jalen can do this or not, and I'm like, it's what Ike said. Everybody said it's all about the quarterback, and we've seen improvement from him. We have. And if I'm OG Wade, I'd be peacocking every day, all day, with the way this kid has played. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the defense, Marcus Epps. I mean, I never thought Marcus Epps would be playing as good as he is, but he's playing really good. And once Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gets up to speed with this defense, I mean, they could really be good, guys. And, I mean, it's awesome. It really is. I'm shocked that they're as good as they are because I said 9-10 wins. And it could be like it could be 14 wins possibly this year, 13, 14 wins. Because what other really good quarterbacks are we going to play this year other than Aaron Rodgers? We might get Dak one time, maybe.
Right, right.
And nobody else is – and I want to say this, too. I'm glad we didn't get Russell Wilson because watching these videos, man, he's nuttier than a squirrel turd, man. He's goose. He's out there, pass, you know, making all these stupid videos. Everybody – tell him run, tell him pass. Man, I would slap him upside the head. I couldn't deal with that. He's just goofy. Russell Wilson.
I appreciate the call, Justin. Love you, buddy.
I love y'all. I mean, good talking to you again.
All right, Justin.
Is it me or has he taken his weirdness to another level since he left Seattle? Like, he got to Denver, and now all of a sudden he wants to be a social media guy, a TikTok guy.
Yes.
Like, I mean, the Mr. Unlimited nonsense was bad enough. I think he's taking it up another level.
No, there's been a concerted effort on his part. There's much more of it. I'm sure he's got people that are
He has a whole team, a whole media team.
But certainly they're saying you're out of Seattle, now you're in Denver, this is a high-profile job, like high-profile place to be playing, boom.
But even Tom did that when he left New England.
Yep.
When he went to Tampa, we got to see a different side of Tom Brady, and we all enjoyed it. Even drunk Tom after the Super Bowl when they had to carry him off the damn boat and everything. That was probably the best Tom that we saw,
but
right?
You don't enjoy this, Russell?
Yeah, I don't really this, Russell, man. Even I could laugh at Tom, and I was like, okay, it's the cool side of Tom.
No, because Tom can be self-deprecating, right?
Yeah.
Like, Russell's not.
Yeah,
Russell just wants to be cool.
Yeah, and it's like
– and he ain't.
It's like, dude, no, that's not your lane. You're not in the cool lane. You're in the – cornball lane. Like, that's where you're at. Like, that's where you're at.
And embrace it.
Like, I guarantee you, like, a woman will look at Russell Wilson and say, he's an attractive man. He's handsome. But there's no way in hell they're saying, I'm going out with the coolest dude in the club. That's not him. He's not the coolest dude at school. He might be the lamest dude at the school.
The runner pass video was cringeworthy. Did you guys see that?
The one where he's looking for suits?
No, where he's on the sideline. He's going up and down the sideline saying, tell him runner pass. And then, like, he would just start yelling out pass. It was weird.
Oh, I heard about that. So he was acting like he was calling out the play. Oh, he was trying to be a leader on the sideline, right?
Yeah, you got
it. That's what I'm saying. It's forced.
These guys are like, man, go out there and throw and make throws and make plays and win.
How soon before that locker room was going to be upset at him?
Not long. Not long.
You got to win when you act like that.
We'll get to the text line in a second, but hey, listen, QC Kinetics is doing amazing things for people out there. Lasting relief from joint pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these exciting new pain treatments with advanced medicine, non-surgical alternatives. So if you're living with joint pain from an injury or arthritis, don't let them tell you steroids and pain meds and surgery are your only option. QC Kinetics using treatments that can restore and repair damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis, and say, hey, need a replacement. Don't do that. Call the people at QC Kinetics now for a different way to deal with pain. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by injury as well. So how about a torn meniscus, rotator cuff injury? Call QC Kinetics. Don't live with the pain. Before you get surgery, get another option. That's QC Kinetics. Get pain-free right now with them. Call for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. We'll try to finish with some phone calls, but we have the Marks and Reese text line sponsored by Bud Light. Bud Light Eagles pep rallies are back. Join Ava Graham at the Grog, Bryn Mawr. It's this Friday night, September 30th. You could win tickets to Eagles Jacksonville. Text line.
Text line. Text line. Text line.
Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown are a truly extraordinary playmaking trio. They remind me of myself on a ping pong table. You can't stop us. You can only hope to contain us. Tommy from down the shore.
Well, I guess Battle returns tomorrow. He jinxed his Bills down in Miami
really
on his bachelor
did.
Party. Yep, we called it, too.
Had it. There's no way they were going to allow him to enjoy that weekend.
Nope.
Did he send you the video of him being thrown through a picnic table?
No.
Oh, yeah, he joined Bill's Mafia over the weekend.
He got thrown through a picnic table? Seriously?
Yeah.
Send it to us.
That is awesome.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Honestly, it looked like a baptism. It looked like he was being baptized into Bill's Mafia. And then it was interesting.
Oh, that had to be a huge moment for him.
I know. He seems so uncomfortable, too. But he's like, God, it's my bachelor party. I guess I should do it.
So this wasn't after the game that they did it because he jinxed them?
Game.
It was before the game?
Yeah.
Well, he's 0-for-1 after games that he got thrown into a picnic table. All right, what's next, Jack?
What's crazier, Jalen being legit as a QB or OG Wade being legit as a fantasy football participant? Sam from KOP.
Fantasy football. He was predicted to go on 14. He's 2-1 now in the season.
I think I'm more shocked at that right now.
And by the way, it's still a terrible draft and a terrible team.
Right.
He's got nobody else scoring on the team. But Hurts has been so good, and Devontae went off yesterday as well.
Yeah.
And he had Goddard, so all his Eagles connections are scoring for him.
Hey, man, all they care about is the final score. They don't care how you get to there.
The money does not know where it comes from, Mike. All right, what's next?
Maybe I should have spent less time scouting local high school football and more time figuring out how to beat OG Wade. Andy in Deptford.
You suck. Yeah. I hope we're over the whole high school football thing with Andy now.
Oh, we are.
Are we? Because I hung up on him when he started doing it, so I don't know if he's going to leave.
Got to be over that, right?
Mean messages in my DMs. I don't know. All right, any more Jags?
Doesn't Nick in the NovaCare know not to beat a dead horse? The Eagles beat the Bronco 9 times. Jeff in the Northeast.
It's actually pretty good. Beat a dead horse. It's pretty good.
Well, he's not dead quite yet, but it
Well, yesterday
he looked like it was. Honestly, and this isn't like I'm not making light of it. I was waiting for the only thing they were missing was him taking a big hit and going down with being injured or something like that.
Oh, no, you don't want to see that.
No, I didn't want to see it, but like that's the way it was going as far as how many times they were in there hitting him. So he was lucky to avoid injury, but it was rough yesterday. All right, any more, Jack?
I've listened to OG Wade say Hurts was better than Brady and Mahomes and the most important player in the league. But saying teams should just start scheduling losses against the Eagles and not show anything on tape might be the most insane thing he's ever said. Mark and Marco.
I got to agree with you on that.
Agreed.
By giving credit, he reinvents himself every week.
He does.
He said, so teams are just scheduling losses and we won't put together a full game plan.
Hey, who do we have again? Oh, we're playing the Eagles? All right, yeah, just go the hell home. We don't have the game plan for this one. We're just going to take an L here. All right, what's next?
I am now awake. Ike Reese watching Donovan walk away.
Text line.
Now I'm awake.
I am I'm watching Battle, our text line voice, get get chokeslammed through a table. Did you see it, Ike?
No, I did not.
It's not all that impressive.
No, it's not. It's not like how real Bill's Mafia is.
Yeah, I thought that he was going to come off a car
and do
it. But there you go.
You want him to come back to work, don't you?
I didn't want him to do this at all. But like normally when you see the videos, it's a guy jumping off the top of a van.
Yes.
This guy just picks Battle up and like puts him down on the table.
So the table breaks every time, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I think so.
So you have to buy a new table every time you do this? Those things aren't cheap.
Well, those are.
These ones are?
Yeah.
They buy the cheapest ones. Mm-hmm. I guess so. All right, today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Tonight, live from Chickies and Pete's every Monday night. Brandon Graham Show, that's coming up at 6 o'clock. The Players Lounge with Ike and Elliott at 7. Tonight in the lounge, Ike Reese is?
Oh, Hassan Reddick.
Man, coming off a sack and a half?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so we're going to have a sack party here from 6 to 8, basically. BG from 6 to 7, and then we'll go Hassan Reddick from 7 to 8.
Sack party starts next. Couple phone calls. Marcus, North Philly. Marcus, what's up? How are you?
What's up, fellas? I just wanted to chime in. First, can I get some Ike juice real quick?
Oh, he must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I feel like, as Eagles fans, we're scared to peacock in a way. Like, I don't see how the Jaguars are going to be a tough game, only because Trevor Lawrence isn't that good. Kyler Murray hasn't been playing lights out, so I don't see how that game is going to be a test. Maybe traveling to Arizona. I mean, fill me in on the thinking behind saying that these games are tough games when we have two unstoppable one-on-one receivers that they can't double. I mean, everything is going our way, and we're scared because everything is going our way. Like, we're waiting for the other foot to drop the thing like the Eagles fan.
No, at least that's not where I'm coming from. When I say a game is going to be tough, I tend to respect every NFL team. You'll never hear me predict a game that's plus 10 points or plus 14 points. I just usually predict more one-score games because anybody can be beaten. And to have respect for your opponent doesn't mean you're afraid of the team. It just means it's not going to be an easy win.
Right.
That's all. I mean, I'm going to still feel just as good if they beat Jacksonville 31-28.
Detroit was a tough game.
Yeah, like.
And that was a win.
And sometimes the final scores aren't really indicative of how the game is played. We may feel good because of the final score, but, I mean, the Eagles earned that victory yesterday. That wasn't an easy win. The final score made it look that way because of how good the Eagles played, how good they played on defense. So, and for Jacksonville to go out and beat the Chargers coming off of shutting out the Colts at home, they're going to come here. I'm not saying they're going to win the game Sunday, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one-score game.
And the Cardinals, is it in Arizona, which
– anytime you're traveling out west, you got to account for that. So, again, they may win that game. They may beat the Cardinals. It doesn't mean it's going to be an easy win.
Right. Yeah, they'll most likely be favored in that game, the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, it's the NFL.
Mike in Chester Springs. Michael, go ahead. How are you?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Okay, first thing. Look, I love Donovan. But when you talked about Russell Wilson being a cornball, I just started laughing. I used to cringe. And come on, Donovan. Please just be cool. Please just be cool.
No, you're right. But he's my brother though, so I'm not calling him a cornball. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, like, you don't have to.
Right. No, I know that's what people thought about him as he's not the cool guy either.
And I'll tell you, those Seattle defensive players, I don't think they were.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they were Russell Wilson like you guys all love Donovan.
But Jalen Hurts.
Oh, that's true.
Jalen Hurts is cool. Like he.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got that ice water in his veins. But what I said to Jack, our lovely Jack, was, you know, maybe, like, because I'm struggling with this 3-0. Like, I predicted this team to go maybe 10-7, maybe 9-8. Mm-hmm. I know I struggle thinking about we beat the Detroit, Minnesota, and Carson looked bad, right? I'm still like, I'm a bit on the fence.
But they made him look bad. Yeah, he wasn't bad in the first two weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
He was second in the NFL in passing, right?
I know, but it's one of those things. Is it fool's gold or – but anyway.
I don't think it's fool's gold.
We're so critical. I'm critical. And I think it's like this deficiency of being a Philadelphia fan. We want a dynasty so bad. We thought we had it with the Phillies. We were hoping for it to happen after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I just think we're too – honestly, I think we're too critical because we just want – we want to have 2 to 3 championships in a row. We want to be –
How about us get one?
Yeah, I'm just trying to win a playoff game.
Yeah. 2 to 3 championships in a row. How about we get one championship and I'll be happy with that. And by the way, dynasties don't really exist in today's sports world. They aren't designed to exist. The Patriots are the last of a dynasty. Let me know where the other dynasties exist at. Who's winning 2-3 championships in 3 years, 4 years?
The Dodgers in baseball feel like they could do it, but yet, you know, they're not doing it. I don't know how many.
All they got is a COVID championship.
And Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, got a COVID.
I mean, the Warriors had it.
A bit there. Okay, you're right. How the hell did I forget about the Warriors? Yeah, that's the closest thing to a dynasty is the Warriors. And even they took a little break from winning.
They did. Yep.
So, yeah, the Warriors are the closest.
Coming up.
Boy, they got lucky when they drafted all those dudes.
Yep. I mean, the Sixers may be the start of a dynasty this year, Ike Reese.
I'll take getting out of the second round.
Me too. Coming up is the Brandon Graham Show. That's from 6 to 7. Howard Eskin slides in along with myself for the BG Show. And then the Players Lounge. Ike Reese, Elliott Shore Parks. Tonight in the lounge is Hassan Reddick with a big day as well yesterday. So we'll come back with the Brandon Graham Show, everybody. Don't go anywhere. But, hey, listen, football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. And if your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is for available all season long. You can wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.